Every one of you who's been handling this from the beginning of this march all the way to the end of this march, I want to thank everybody who is here right now. I just think it's really important for us to say a little bit about, well, this type of march is in the tradition of what Marcus Garvey stood for when he said Africa for Africans, those at home and those abroad. This is the kind of march in the tradition of what the Black Panther Party would have did if they were still here in the streets of Oakland. This is the most significant march, because whenever the police kill somebody, there is no organization and no movement in the community. Not only do we come to the streets, but we came to the streets against everybody who was for these police and against this vote. We represent the resistance of African people. African people have a right to resist terror in our community and in our lives. And it is nothing wrong with standing up to murderers who murder you in their face.
That's right.
So we take the stand. I appreciate you taking the stand. I mean, it's a right to stand. Nobody can tell you no different. You know the truth. I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. The reality is we have a foul, vicious social system that was founded on sucking our blood so that they can live. It's like a parasite up in your stomach. You do all the work, eat all the food, and parasite gets fat up inside your intestine. Yeah. It is a parasitic relationship. Why do you think Walnut Creek and Black Hawk live well, and in the African community, we don't live well? Guess where your rent money is going to these absentee slumlords who don't live nowhere? It's paying for their rent, for their big homes, for their children to go to college. It's paying for their lifestyle at your expense. That is why your Black babies have to grow up with problems. You worried about them going to the store. I think it is most significant to me, this march was of historical significance. Right here in the city of Oakland, the city of resistance, the Black Panther Party put Oakland on the ground. People know Oakland as a city of resistance. That is why they put it on the town like Dellums in Oakland. And I say that, you're a sellout. Do you know that the city of Oakland pays $400 million a year to the police, and they put $5 million in the pot for economic development for the rest of us? One in five households in Oakland live out of below the poverty line, and you know most of that is in our community. So we don't have to act like it's a bad cop here, a bad cop there. It's a whole wide orchard that ain't about one bad apple. And at the head of that orchard is that Uncle Tom Hanks and his bootlegging Negro, Ronald Dellums. And I'm hoping that Ronald Dellums, it took him a week to say something to the parents of Oscar Grant. A week. In the same day that Saturday when these officers got killed down the street, Dellums was right here making a statement. So we cannot be disillusioned that he represents anything about Black power. Dellums is white power in black face. And that's only real. And we gotta be able to say that. So I think it's really important that people came out today. It's important that hopefully the media will cover it to where we show another face to our community. What you heard today was the voice of the slave. What you heard last night was the voice of the slave master. And there's a difference between the two. Because Malcolm used to say the difference between a house Negro and a field Negro. Every Sunday, we want people to come right back here. Every Sunday, because I mean, if we don't organize, they're going to continually do it. What they are scared of is an organized, conscious African community.
Right.
I mean,
right.
The thing is, you can kill a revolutionary, but you cannot kill a revolutionary.
You're right.
You cannot have a
revolutionary. Go ahead.
I'm saying what Lavelle Dixon did, he represented resistance. They're going to throw all kinds of stuff in the media about what he did and how he did it. We cannot be disillusioned. We've been raped by a system that rapes us every day right now. Right? And if they want to charge him with rape, we need to charge this system with raping us. If they took us from Africa, they're in Africa raping all the natural resources. De Beers is making billions of dollars off of diamonds coming from our mother Africa, right? And they pay the Africans who dig it out the ground 37 cents a day and a bowl of rice if they love it. That happens right now, today, in Africa. So the reality is, African people and our resources are separated. What we got to do is struggle for Africa, and there won't be a poet. money, but our resources. So the Arua movement is about doing that. We are about building African consciousness. Because I'm going to tell y'all, we're an African people, whether you believe that or not. When we got on that boat in Africa, we were what? African. When we got off that boat in Jamestown, Virginia, we were what? African. Right. So when did we become an African American? You understand? We were Africans then, we are Africans now, and we have to be able to say that. Because if you don't know who you are in terms of your identification, then you will never know what you're fighting for.
Right.
You will never know. Our enemy has been defining us for too long. We must begin to define ourselves. We must organize ourselves. Sunday at 4 o'clock, we want people back here. We got some more people going on this Sunday. So again, I think it's great. I think people made some great statements out there. You heard the voice of the community. I wasn't at that thing last night, but I know you wouldn't have heard none of what you heard tonight at that thing last night.
Right.
I didn't even want to go down there. You didn't hear no singing here tonight, did y'all? We didn't hear no singing here tonight, did we?
No, we
did. I don't mind singing as long as it's songs of freedom songs. I love freedom songs. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. So at the end, you want people to come back out and sing. And I mean that, y'all. You know, it's going to take organization. It's going to take taking a stand like people who stuck, hung with today. You guys hung tight. You know, soldiers out in the streets in Oakland again. Black people talking about black power to the black community. This is what the Panthers is about. This is what the world movement is about today. And we can't just do it no one march, no one day, no one time, no one thing. This building has been here since 1984. I will meet every week, every week, every week, every week. Bring consciousness, bring an understanding. Let's bring some collectivity in solving our problems. Uhuru.
Uhuru. Freedom!
Thank you. We have to stop.
So y'all want to just make some great event, but just don't leave not doing anything. Okay, get active. Get active. Just want to let you know we have some sympathy cards to give to the family. So if you want to say something or write something, I'm going to drop them off at their house this evening. If you want to give a donation, thank you for keeping up with that. Where's the donation? Right there. You can make a donation. Keisha, okay.